Good morning. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A., a live discussion on calcium bentonite clay. And it's kind of a cold day in the Great Southwest. It's supposed to be 30 degrees here in Texas, which is about as cold as we like to go. So I'm thinking about you placed in the northern elements that are a little colder and wishing you to stay warm. Today, I want to focus the topic on clay baths, what they do, how they work, how can we have them and get the best benefit from them. However, I do have some questions that were left over from last time, so I will go in and answer those now. Pat Crow of Austin said, discuss the amount of clay to drink, how to mix, and can you drink too much? Well, Pat, it's difficult to take too much clay. You would have to take 25% of your body weight, which would be a revolting amount of clay to eat at one setting. So you're pretty safe there. Some people first starting out can detox a little too fast, and they may get what's called a Herxheimer reaction. It's a healing crisis. It generally lasts about 3 days. Might be a headache or a rash or a little lethargic, something like that. Generally, if you just back off, don't stop. Just back down on the amount you're taking. It'll level out, and then you can increase it after you're over that hump. Now, how to mix the clay. There's so many ways out there to mix the clay, but I find the best way is when you mix it with water, pre-mix it, and shake it. Shaking is essential to clay. If you try to stir it, it lumps, and you have to leave it a long time and stir it again, and you still have residue in the bottom. So shaking it gets in it all emulsified and in solution, so to speak. So for every 8 ounces of water, you want to use 1 ounce of clay. So I'm going to give you a couple of different measurements. That would be 2 tablespoons of clay to a cup of water, right? Because 2 tablespoons equal 1 ounce. Now, I like to go ahead and make up either a 32-ounce container or at least a 16-ounce container. For a 16-ounce container, you would need 1/4 cup of clay to 2 cups of water. Now, put your water in first, then put a little your clay in, and then shake it real good. Now, you don't want to fill it all the way up with water because you got to leave shaking room. So put half your water in your clay, shake, 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 open it up, add the rest of your water, shake, 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 shake. Let it sit for about 5 minutes, and it should be good to go. Loosen the top a little bit, kind of let it breathe and expand. Now, the clay has been activated. In the dry powder form, it's dormant. So the clay is really awakens when you add the water and shake it good. From this, there are varying amounts that you can take depending on what you're working on. A general rule of thumb for a detox clay is 2 to 3 ounces 3 times a day for 14 days. This will cleanse you, get rid of parasites, pull old fecal matter out. Now, if you should experience constipation, it's not from the clay building little brick walls in your colon. This is calcium bentonite, and the calcium doesn't have that problem. It's slippery when wet. It's because it's pulling out old, putrefied, dried, hard fecal matter from the crevices of your lower colon. And this stuff gets in there, and it stops up the pipe. So do whatever you need to do to keep your janitorial services working. Take a laxative, a smooth move tea, some magnesium tablets, whatever it takes. You want to get all that old stuff flushed out, and after that, it's clean sailing. Most people say the first thing they notice about taking clay is they start having two or three regular, good, nice bowel movements a day, and they're just astounded because most of us go on 1 a day if we're lucky, and it's good. Every time you eat, you should be pushing something out. That's the normal way to do it. So after you take the 2 to 3 ounces, depending on how toxic you are and what you want to achieve, You can back down off of it and find your maintenance level. Just let your body be your guide. As long as you're taking a couple of ounces a day, you're probably good to go. It's going to clear your complexion. It's going to get rid of toxins before they are ingested into the body. It's going to keep the parasites out and keep you cleansed out so you're getting more vitamins and nutrients from what you eat. Now, one of the myths about clay is that it strips you of all your minerals and you don't get any mineral. It'll demineralize you. There were tests done with mice, and it showed that that was not the case. Clay is selective. It's only looking for a negative ionic charge. Excuse me, a positive ionic charge. It's a strong negative. So it's selective, and that's all it wants. And those are the baddies, the bad bacteria, the disease, your gangrene, your infection, your virus, your fungus, your yeast, your molds, things of that nature. That's all it's going to capture. And it'll carry it out of the body. So that's how you can mix and drink clay and find your maintenance level. Now, I do have people that do a clay fast, and they may drink 4 to 6 ounces 3 or 4 times a day. They say they have incredible energy. They feel good. It's just amazing the results that you get. After about the first day, you're not hungry. If you get hungry, just go take a sip of clay water. And so that's that question. Now, let me go and see. We had a few questions left over from last time. Some of the questions were, Linda said, will drinking clay affect dental work such as crowns? No. Clay, we say don't put clay in metal. Don't let it stay in prolonged contact with metal because it eats metals. It draws heavy metals. These are decomposing metals. The metals in your crown, the metals in, if you have knee surgery or hip surgery and they put you in a replacement joint that's metal, it's not a decomposing metal. It's only the metals that decompose that clay adhere to and draw and will bind with. So your dental work is fine. Let's see. Barbara wanted to know, does it help with multiple sclerosis? Not directly with the disease itself. I've never heard of it stopping the progression of the disease. However, I would say anything I have that is a major health issue, I want to take clay along with it because it helps build your immune system. It helps enrich your blood. It gets rid of the toxin overload so your body can function better. A body that's out of balance will go easily towards disease. And with the toxins that we're ingesting daily and in the air, we're breathing them in, they fall on our skin, on the food we eat, they're just bombarding all around us, the fumes, hairsprays, things like these, all add and build up in our bodies. So if you're taking a little clay every day, you're keeping that down. So now your body can function better. It's like putting good oil in the car. You want to keep it functioning better. So I would say take the clay. If you're taking prescription meds, check with your pharmacist. Wait a few hours before you take the clay just in case. And let's see. This is unusual, I know, but I don't have a real bathtub, only an old tin tub, and I want to do a full body detox. Will I get good results without doing clay baths? Being as it's a metal tub, I can't take a clay bath in it, right? Thanks for your time. Bless you all for your words of wisdom. This is from Ginger. It's a very good question, Ginger. Yes, your tin tub would be a decomposing metal. The clay is going to bind with it. It's going to try to eat the finish off and turn it to rust. So no, that wouldn't be a good approach for you for taking a clay bath. Now, you could go and get a plastic kiddie pool or a horse trough, a plastic horse trough, something like that, a watering trough. Now, how are you going to get the warm water to it is the thing. So another way you can do a full body detox is to paint yourself with the hydrated clay. This is one part clay to three part water. Again, shake it rigorously. Let it stand for about 15 minutes because it's going to take that time to absorb all the water and fully hydrate. Now you can warm that either in your hands, rubbing it back and forth. It'll warm pretty easily. Or you can put it in a Ziploc bag and stick it in a bowl of warm water. Then you paint your body with the clay. If you get somebody to help you, just cover your whole body. Now, if you're at a spa, they will wrap you in a sheet of Mylar. It looks like silver. It's a little thin piece of a plastic-like silver that they wrap you in. But if you don't have that, go to either a large plastic bag, maybe a dry cleaning bag, or saran wrap. Wrap it around you, something to hold the clay there. Lay down and get an electric blanket and put over you. It's the warmth you need to open the pores of your bath. Now I'm getting to the subject I want to talk about, clay baths. Clay baths pull. The surface area of clay is so large and the ionic charge is so strong that it literally will pull toxins through the pores of your skin. Your skin is the largest breathing organism on your body. So when you're sweating, you're detoxing. Now it doesn't get, you're just sweating topical stuff, what's close to the edge of the skin. When you're breathing through your mouth, your breath is a way of detoxing. So if you have someone with bad breath, they've got some toxins going on. I had a testimony the other day from a lady who said, my daughter's breath was horrible. Said, I got her drinking the clay, and in 2 weeks her bad breath was gone, and it hasn't come back. So it cleared something up that she had going either in bacteria and germs in her mouth or maybe in her stomach that was coming up. So because the skin is the largest breathing organism, if you can work up a sweat or get hot, those pores open up. This is called homeostasis. It's what keeps us from sort of exploding. And you want to warm the body, so you can cover yourself in plastic with clay and then get an electric blanket and lay under it or throw a blanket in the dryer and heat it and then wrap yourself up in it. This will help open the pores and help that detoxing. If I went to all this trouble to do this, I would try to leave it on. In a spa, they usually leave it on about 30 minutes, 30 or 45 minutes. Then if you have a shower, you can go shower off. If you want to get in your tub and wash it off and then rinse it off, you've already detoxed yourself. So it's not going to hurt. You just don't want to leave it in your bathtub because it might eat the finish off. Okay, what are the benefits of clay baths? So many times we've had toxins build up because the kidney and liver and your lymph glands did not have time to flush out all the toxins. They're designed to filter the toxins out of your body and send them out in through your waste process. When this can't happen, when they're in overload, the toxins are stored in the body, in the soft tissues and the joints. You've heard of toxins being in the brain, so we want to get them before it gets there, gets to that stage. The clay bath, the pulling is so strong that it can pull it out of the soft tissues. I think it's arsenic is the one. Arsenic or mercury both get deeply embedded in the soft tissues. So you have to take clay baths for a longer period of time to get that out because they really kind of try to hide out. Most toxins it can grab and pull out fairly easily. For children with autism, they're concerned about their vaccines. They want to get these toxins out, and they recommend 2 clay baths a week using 2 cups of clay for 5 weeks. So that would be 10 baths. And I always tell people to have a hair analysis test done first. It's not very expensive. some sort of test done to tell your metal readings. And then afterwards, you can have it done again and you can see what your progress rate is. With some people, it's harder to get the toxins out. With other people, they let go easily. I had one lady who said she had been chelating, doing everything, trying everything to get the metals out, and they just weren't going down at all. So she started taking the clay and doing the clay baths, and it took her about 3 months, but her levels dropped significantly. I had another lady who was doing 2 to 3 clay baths a week. She said she was drinking the clay sporadically. She wasn't real faithful to drink it every day, but she was drinking it here and there. And in like 4 weeks, she went back and she was heavy metal free. No aluminum, no mercury, no arsenic, no lead, none of the bad boys. So it's different with each person. Clay works with your body. Some of us hold on to things a little harder than others. But when you're doing a clay bath, there's several ways to do it. The old method was to take the clay, your 1 to 2 cups, depending on what you're working on. If you know you're heavily toxic and you have heavy metals, it's recommended to use 2 cups. More is better. If you don't have those problems, 1 cup is a fantastic bath. You sprinkle it lightly back and forth close to the water as you're filling the tub. Now the clay is very powdery. It's going to be dusty and you're going to get a film of light clay all over your bathroom. So now we've come up with a shortcut method that avoids that. This also, if you don't sprinkle it very lightly and a blob of clay falls in the bathtub, you're going to have a lump because it's going to get wet on the outside and be dry in the middle. Kind of like flour and water and making gravy. You're going to have lumpy clay bath, which doesn't help much. So then we take a wire whisk or a plastic whisk and we whip it around to beat up all the little lumps. The ideal way is to get a blender, you know, like you make martinis with, good old martini blender. You put 2 cups of water in, put your 1 or 2 cups of clay, then fill it to within an inch of the top with the rest of the water. Put your blender on high and blend it until there are no lumps in it, till it's smooth. Now, you should have your bath water started right now, and you want your bath pretty warm, pretty hot, to open those pores. So you go and you pour it in your bathtub, and you rinse it out real good, get all the clay out, then go rinse your blades off, the metal blades off. You don't want to leave that clay sitting on those metal blades while you're taking your bath. So take time to rinse those blades off. Get in the tub. I get down as deep as I can in the water. I roll up a hand towel and put it behind my neck and just sink way down in the water. You want to keep the clay stirred up because it will settle to the bottom. So you keep circulating it, moving your arms and your legs and keeping the clay flowing. And just stay in there for at least 20 minutes. You can stay longer. If the water is really, really hot, you may get woozy when you get out because with these pores open and pulling things out, you're also losing electrolytes. So take a bottle of water or a bottle of Gatorade or something with electrolytes on it that can replenish your body while you're taking your bath if you're using really hot water. Otherwise, when you get out, you may just feel puddle. It's kind of like being in a hot tub too long. Fortunately, the hot tub maintains a temperature and our clay baths don't. So when you get out, you don't need to rinse off. Just pat yourself dry. Notice how remarkably soft your skin feels. Now, when you're in the bathtub, when you run your hand down your thigh or on your arm, you'll feel a tiny bit of slickness. It just feels a little bit slick, and you rub it down, and it feels like skin. And a little bit later, you rub it again, and there's that little slickness out. And you rub it again, and it's back down to skin. So what that's doing, that's what it's pulling out. It's very subtle. You don't feel it. It's just oozing out of your pores. The clay is pulling it. Now, the beauty is that clay captures and holds and traps what it pulls. So you don't have to worry about it pulling something out that's going to get back in you. Because the clay literally adsorbs and absorbs. This is why you want to use a calcium bentonite. Your bentonite clays, your smectite clays, both adsorb and absorb. Your other clays only adsorb. That means they hold the positive charged ions around the surface of the area. But your bentonites will expand and they will absorb in the middle, so toxins are pulled inside, so they can hold more toxins than other types of clays. Now then, you get out and you're going to be extremely relaxed. I like to take a clay bath when I don't have something I just have to jump up and run and do. So I take mine in the evening. And for me, it's just like being pour me into bed, pull the sheets back and just pour me in. You're ready for a good night's sleep. You're going to be relaxed. You'll sleep like a baby. People comment so much on how much better they sleep after a clay bath. If you have worked out and your muscles are sore and you get into a clay bath, now, if it is a severe soreness, you know, you really, really, really worked out. It's like when I go for a Swedish deep massage, that my guy, he works on muscles and he will dig so deep into those muscles that I'm just nearly crying. It hurts. And then I feel bruised. My skin is tender for a few, two or three days. Sometimes it relieves that and sometimes it doesn't. He just gets so deep. But generally for light exercise, the first time you play tennis or golf or get out and garden and bend over on your hands and knees, that type of soreness, it'll take right out. One time my son-in-law pulled a muscle in his back. He had a Charlie horse and a muscle in his back. He called my daughter and said, "Fix me a clay bath. I'm on my way home. I've pulled a muscle in my back." And he got out of the car and he was all bent over. He couldn't straighten out. And he got in the clay bath. And 10 minutes later, he was out. And she said, "What are you doing out? You're supposed to stay in there 20, 30 minutes. And he said, "It's gone. My knot is gone. It just let go." And he was still a little tender where it had cramped up and held it for so long, but it totally relaxed it. We have a lot of massage people that like to use the clay, because when they have muscles that are all knotted up, the clay helps them relax. How does it do this? Clay is a stimulant. It draws blood flow and oxygen, bringing it to the area. And that's what happened. These muscles get all tight up. There's no blood flow. There's no oxygen. There's no energy flowing. So it opens up the pathways for energy to flow and relax. Clay baths are becoming more and more popular as people are seeing the tremendous benefits. We have such remarkable outcomes with autistic children taking a clay bath. One clay bath and they notice, they can tell that their children are making more eye contact, that they appear to be calmer, they don't trigger off as easily, and their communications, their verbal skills improve. Even speech therapists have known it with children that started taking clay baths. And many of the children that take the clay baths, even after their detox, continue to take the clay baths just because it's so calming for them. Children like it and will generally ask for it after you've given them one or two. It's absolutely amazing what this clay can do in its ability to pull out and capture and hold toxins. It has a very selective memory, and all it's after is the baddies. And that's the beauty of it. The other thing about clay is that most clays are naturally alkaline in nature. A good clay will really be up in the 9th area in the pH. There are acidic clays. Now, I believe these are due to their environment. We had one lady who had her clay tested, and she got it on her land, which was covered with pine trees. And if any of your gardeners know, pine needles are great to put around your acid-loving plants. So the saw was getting contaminated with the acid from the pine needles, and it was contaminating her clay. And her clay actually had a 0.4 pH, which is very low on the acidic scale. So when you're looking for a clay, always ask what the pH is. And the higher the pH, you know, the better. You want something in the 8.5 or higher range. When you drink the clay, it's going to help balance your body. Clay is homeostatic, just like our bodies. It can expand and contract, just like the pores open up and release and all. And it makes it as a catalyst to help balance the body. It doesn't over-alkalize you. It brings you into balance, and it stops there. Now, I've been taking this clay and testing it with pH strips, and I always stay right about the norm. I know the clay is a 9.7, but I'll stay between 7 and 7.7 is the range. So it doesn't over-alkalize you. That's one of the beauties of clay. Well, I'm going to look now and see if we have any questions that have come in. Give me a moment here to get my screen up. And, whoops, I lost my page. Okay. Give me a moment to get back to my place. And we'll see if anyone has any questions. I don't see any questions at this time, and I think I've answered all the questions from right now that we have. We still have a little bit of time, so let's talk about if you can't take a clay bath, if you don't have the Sylvie's, don't have a bathtub, besides a full body detox, a body wrap, what can you do? A clay foot soak is very good. Get a plastic shoebox at Walmart with a lid. Now make your clay up and you don't want it as watery as your drinkable clay. Maybe a 1-to-5 ratio of clay to water. And just make it kind of a thick mud. And soak your feet. Leave them in there for 30 minutes or so. Take it out, prop them up a little bit, let them start to dry, wash it off. Now, this was also going to help if you should have any toenail fungus. I have a very interesting testimonial I got last week about the benefits of a clay bath. There was an 83-year-old woman who had eczema, had had it all of her life, all over her body, from her head to her toes. Her daughter heard about clay, took it to her. Now, she's fought this for a lifetime, and she didn't want any part of it. She said, look, I've tried everything, prescription and non-prescription, herbs, everything. Nothing helps. You can't cure this stuff. You can't get rid of it. And her daughter said, well, I'm going to make you take a clay bath anyway. You're going to, well, I can't get in and out of the bathtub. And she said, Mom, you're 108 pounds. I can lift you in and out. Don't worry. Just get in. So she got her to take a clay bath reluctantly, and she gave her the first two nights, she gave her a clay bath, kept her in there 20 minutes or so. And I asked her, and she said before the bath she would take the clay mass, the 3-to-1 ratio, 1-to-3, and rub it into her scalp because it had gotten on her face and her scalp and her neck and arms. And so she would rub it on her upper body, massage it into her scalp. And so while she was working on that, it was kind of drying. Then she would put her in the bathtub. The third day she came home, and she'd been at meetings all day, and she was too tired to fight her mother. So she waited till the fourth day to give her another bath. And she gave her a bath, got her in there, and got her all bathed, put her in bed. The next morning, the lady woke up, and all the eczema had fallen off and was just the scabs of dry skin laying in her bed. It had just gone away. Her skin was baby soft. She didn't have a spot of eczema on her. And I told her to keep taking the clay baths for a while to make sure there wasn't some residual there that was going to crop back up, and to have her start drinking the clay as well. Well, believe you me, this lady believes about clay now. And 83 years old, she's telling all of her friends at church and everywhere she goes about clay and that they need to get some of this and get on it and take a clay bath. Power of a clay bath. Now, I would have told you to apply the clay topically for eczema. But look what a clay bath, three clay baths, and this crappy skin just fell away. I've seen it when you soak your feet. If you have calluses and corns, you may notice that the corns kind of pop out and really easy to peel off. And eventually, if you soak long enough, those big old calluses on the bottom of your feet will literally peel off, and there'll be pink, fresh skin underneath there. So that's a little bit about the power of clay and the miracle of a clay bath. And if you've never had one, make it one of your New Year's resolutions to sometime during the year give yourself the treat of a clay bath. And I'll give you a tip. If you're in Las Vegas, go to Bally's and ask for their clay bath. They use our clay there, and they have a wonderful little jet bathtub that keeps the water hot, and they bring in ice-cold towels and ice-cold water, and you just sit there like a queen in this little bubbling bath pool of clay water. So our time is up for today. Thank you all. I look forward to our next recording, which will be in 2 weeks, and we will take another topic. I'm going to try to just pick different topics like internal, external clay baths, poultices, how do you mix the clay for different things. And we can also take questions if you have specific questions. One of them is going to be discussing the myths about clays, because there's a lot of misconceptions and myths about clays. So I look forward to visiting with you again, and please email me or call if you have any questions you'd like to discuss privately. Now, go get some clay and make this a great day. This is Perrier signing off. Bye.